This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Welcome back to the program. Rumya Muth and Kelly McDonald on your Tuesday. You know, it's funny because we make reference to, we're almost halfway through the month. And Rum doesn't feel that way to me. I just kind of feel like things are starting.
You just got here. Oh. You know what's going to happen? At the end of the month, you're going to feel like it just flew by.
Yeah.
While the rest of us are like, finally.
I'll be complaining about how fast, hear this, folks, how fast the winter has gone when everybody else is.
Wow.
Oh, it's dragging. Hurry up.
Please. That's just not allowed.
As much as, for you get skiing and all of a sudden it's gone, right? Like, it's like, all right, we did six times. Get the heck off the, would you please get off the hill, guys? Look at that slush. Stop messing with the slush. Well, folks, let's chat a little bit about the world of health and wellness with Frances Wong.
Hello, I'm Frances Wong, and I invite you to join me as we explore topics of health and wellness so that you can make the best choices for you to live an informed and radiant life.
So with it being another year, and we know what that means, since as we just were talking about, we're midway through January almost, probably broken New Year's resolutions. So let's chat about how to get back on track and some things that we can focus on this year to improve our health and well-being. Happy New Year, Frances. Welcome back.
Hi, Kelly. Happy New Year to both of you. It's the new year and the new you, right? So did you guys make any resolutions? And if you did, what were they and how successful have you been in keeping them?
Rum?
I don't make New Year's resolutions, but I did start to get into some regular journaling over the holidays, and that's been keeping up. So I guess that counts.
Even New Year's, I worked on getting myself on a decent workout routine because that needed to come back. And I also stuck to my often, and I don't fail at this one, routine of making no New Year's resolution. So I did that every year, and I just keep trying to make sure I get better and better at doing that.
Great, great. I'm not here to give you guys a hard time about how many resolutions you've already broken, because that's not what I do. But I wanted to chat more about sustaining long-term goals, like a long-distance run for 12 months, rather than a powerful sprint in the beginning and then fizzling out by February.
Right.
So I think it's easier on everyone and less guilt on ourselves if we give ourselves some realistic and manageable goals. And it's been a difficult 2 years for everyone, so we should give ourselves some slack. Since this is a segment on health and wellness, I'm going to mention what people tend to think of when it comes to New Year's resolutions, getting fit or in shape, like Kelly was saying, or going to the gym, eating better, on all the things that go towards improving our physical health. And I'm not saying that those aren't important, but there has been more of an unseen damage that has happened over the past 2 years, and that has to do with our mental health. A U.S. national survey by Massachusetts General Hospital has found that the rates of depression are roughly three times what was observed prior to the pandemic. So while I think it's important to keep up a physical routine and to eat well, let's talk about some lifestyle changes in general that can boost our mental health, especially during these long, dark winter days. The first one is simply to get outside and get some sunshine and fresh oxygen. We talked about seasonal affective disorder last year, and here we are again with the shortest day of the year behind us, but we still have a long way to go until the sun sets sometime in the evening instead of late afternoon. We know that vitamin D, whether through a supplement or from the sun, can give a boost to our mood. And I know for myself that I feel much happier even when I'm indoors if the sun is shining versus seeing this gray cloud cover.
Yeah,
totally.
Another thing that we can do, is to take the time outdoors to connect with nature. Go for a walk in the park or do something called forest bathing, where you walk slowly in the woods, taking the time to use your senses to interact with nature. So that may be using your eyes to pay attention to movement. Perhaps it's the birds flying around, or maybe some snow falling off the branches of trees, and hearing the sound and feeling the wind rustling through the trees. It's an opportunity to see the world from a different perspective, giving us both fresh air and a sense of renewal and connectedness to the earth. The point is to slow down and not speed through this exercise like we speed through most things in our life. And then to maximize your outdoor time, meet up with friends and walk together. Maybe play some board games. After 2 years of so much isolation, it's so important to connect with others and to socialize, as humans are social creatures by nature. And when we spend too much time alone, it's easy to spiral into a state of lethargy when we're sitting around at home. And that can lead to depression, which is hard to break out of. We're meant to be with others, and having a good laugh with friends will do wonders for our outlook and mental health. So speaking of laughing, a good comedy is also a great way to boost your mood. And there are many funny podcasts out there ready to be listened to. I mean, really, you could just listen to Kelly all day.
Pretty much.
Thank you. Okay. So I want to take you back just for a sec for both of you, because I'm really curious about this one. When you're in that forest bathing, walking through, what do you do, Francis? Do you look? Do you listen? I know for myself, I've always, and I've talked about this on the show, the beautiful sound of that snow falling, if there's some in the branches, and you just hear the lightness as it hits the ground after a snowfall. And if you can stand there, listen, you obviously hear your birds, and the air is still enough, no breeze, and you just hear that little fluffy falling down of it, the natural as it tumbles. How about for you?
I just love being outside and just taking it all in, you know, just the difference of being indoor and outdoor, the fresh air versus all the heating from being inside, the clear crispness of the air and crispness of the air. And, you know, even seeing the sky or maybe some sun kind of like streaming through the trees, it's just, you know, appreciation, everything, the sounds, the sights, the smell, you know, of the fresh snow or,
the cold,
you know,
yes,
the cold. Just aliveness.
Rum.
I totally agree with everything you guys are saying. And I think the thing that really resonated with me when you said it, Francis, was slowing down, slow walk, because we're I walk like I'm on a mission. A lot of people do in Toronto. And when you get into the trails, the woods, the forest area, and you, especially when you don't hear cars and motor vehicles around you anymore or anything other than just other people, maybe chatting, but usually just dogs and people and bikes, it relaxes the heck out of you. And the slow walking, I think, is what does it for me, to kind of take all of it in, and in the breathing, the listening, the seeing of what's around you. But
I just even
going back,
still.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel tempted to as well. When we're walking slow enough and you take in the scenery around you, you're so tempted to just stand still and take a couple deep breaths. It's very cathartic. But how about the typical New Year's goals that you mentioned earlier, you know, that has to do a lot with physical health for the most part?
We definitely want to keep our physical body in good shape as well. If we're not feeling well physically, our mood is definitely affected. Either we're in pain or discomfort, and those things will be front and center in our mind. So we want to make sure our body is happy. I don't know about you, but if I decide to eat some junk food, it usually tastes good going down, but then my body's like giving me feedback about how unhappy it is at my decision. So your body is smarter than you are sometimes.
To prevent That's such that a good way to think about it.
Yeah, does require discipline, but since we're not setting New Year's resolutions, we have 11 months ahead of us to achieve this goal and can start working out to shift our diet and our exercise slowly at a reasonable pace. We don't want to go to cold turkey and then risk binging later because we crave something. And I find it helps to meal plan. And once your body is getting what it needs nutritionally, there's definitely less cravings for junk food to fill those gaps. In addition to eating whole unprocessed foods, make sure you're getting enough omega-3 fats. This will help to support your brain and the ability to handle emotions, which is important if we are trying to stave off depression and mental health issues. And you'll find these fats in certain fish like sardines and mackerel and seeds like flax and chia. And then in terms of keeping our physical body fit, the phrase use it or lose it definitely applies. We all have limited time in our day, but it's important to keep our body running like a well-oiled machine. Make sure you're getting enough sleep every night. And if the gyms are not an option and they're closed, there are plenty of workouts online that you can choose from. And of course, try a variety of classes and find something that's also fun to do. So it's something you can look forward to and then be more likely to do. if you're one of the people who doesn't really exercise at all, start small with shorter classes once a week and then build up to a few times a week with longer classes. It's the same mentality that you would have if you wanted to run a marathon and had never run before. You wouldn't go try full out running on your first try. When we exercise, we get our blood flowing and the body releases endorphins, which not only help to deal with stress, but also boost our mood and then help to put off depression and anxiety. And it's a great way to get a natural high without relying on drugs.
Right on. It seems like with the current environment and, you know, unknowns such as whether there's going to be another variant or whenever the pandemic will end, that we could get easily into a state of worry that can get into a worsening of our mental health. Am I accurate there, Francis? Would you say that's right?
Yeah, I would also add that life in general has many unknowns, and we don't worry about every little thing that comes our way, or we would be constantly paralyzed with fear. I think there are a few things that we can do to address this, though. First of all, consider how much time you are spending watching or reading the news. I know that people are hungry for information regarding what's happening around us, but we need to be mindful of doom scrolling. The media is a business, and as such, they work through sensationalizing certain articles to generate clicks, even if it's not in our best interest mentally. This also applies to social media, where people are constantly posting the latest best version of themselves. And it becomes a bit of a chase where everyone is trying to outdo each other and their online perfect life. So while I'm not suggesting that we stay in the dark and remain uninformed, I'd recommend setting time limits as to how much you're spending each day on these platforms. And going back to what we discussed earlier, it's good to disconnect with all forms of media and to reconnect with nature and ourselves. And it's not even the news that may be the thing that's causing you to stress, but it could be family or work or friends. It's nearly impossible to avoid stressful situations all the time, but we can learn to manage our stress by doing mini timeouts or adding mindful practices such as yoga or meditation to our routine. Now, having said that, life can be pretty dull, especially if there are new restrictions or ongoing restrictions in place. It's easy for each day to blur into the next, and we're going into the cycle of wake up, work, eat, sleep, and repeat. At that point, I'd say it's not really living, but rather surviving. So the new year is a great time to pick up a new hobby or find something that interests you, something that keeps you going, a purpose or meaning in life. Maybe make it a goal to try something new once a month. And if it's not a physical activity, maybe a new dish or a meal, make it something to look forward to. And at the same time, we can look ahead and start planning for our future. Take this time to set some realistic goals. And once you have goals and purpose, it's much easier to break them down into smaller, manageable tasks to complete. And then don't forget to reward yourself every so often for completing those tasks. And because we're looking at longer-term goals, you don't have to feel guilty for not accomplishing them all within the year. Where there's a will, there's a way. And we have time on our hands, 11 months plus remaining, in fact, for 2022. So if we don't succeed today, we always have a new chance tomorrow.
It's so helpful to say, hey, I accomplished this, or I'm progressing through this, and this is where I'm at versus where I was at last week, 6 weeks ago. That's so important, isn't it?
But I think what's important is you really want to have fun along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you said, not just the time we have left in the year, but the time we have from day to day because of restrictions, changing of routines or whatever it is, not being able to go out Friday, Saturday, Sunday the way that you may have in the past. So there's lots of time to progress.
Oh, yeah. And not let anything change your plan. And in that sense, make the adjustments you need to, but not get discouraged. Right.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Francis, awesome. Next time you're with us, we're going to be discussing the importance of ergonomics in our daily lives. So looking forward to that conversation in a couple of weeks with you.
Thanks. Talk to you guys soon.
Francis Wong joins us bi-weekly to talk wellness opposite our nutrition segment with Julia Karanchis. Fantastic. I'm looking forward to the ergonomics because I know myself, Rum, from sitting, things we get that, my back or my... And sometimes it's that simple adjustment, whether it's the equipment or the way that you are sitting. So that'll be cool to get into that conversation in a couple of weeks right here on Kelly and Company. How can you keep your New Year's resolutions when you're running on empty? Well, we're going to chat with Dr. Christine Coral, registered psychologist, founder, director of the Vancouver Anxiety Center. Next, stay tuned. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.